At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yeah.
And Tony, we got a huge show for the people this week, as always. But before we can talk about this week's show, we got to talk about last week's show, which continues to make news. People have been coming up to us congratulating Tony for defeating the so-called Sultan of Sports Trivia, Howie Schwab. And you know what they say? They say, we couldn't believe he was so cocky.
As they say, don't count your chickens before you buy more chickens.
There you go. And well, today we have a much better guest. In fact, we don't say this often, Tony. We're honored to have our guest today.
Yeah.
A member of one of football's royal families. When you hear the name, you know its greatness.
Yeah, it's true.
Michael Lombardi. Of course, you already know, relative of the legendary Packers coach Vince Lombardi. Carrying on the football tradition of his family was an assistant to Bill Belichick, Bill Walsh, helped them win Super Bowls, and we're going to get into all of that with him and also find out who he thinks is going to be holding the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, best guy to ask. He's from the Lombardi family, the first family of football.
There you go. And by the way, you know, we look at the competition, scout it out, see who we're competing against in the sports industry. Tony, I was watching ESPN the other day, that show Get Up, you know, which is surprisingly not an infomercial for penis pills.
Oh.
Anyway, Mike Greenberg, he mentions before the show, he says they had what's called a production meeting.
What?
It's going to be a little inside baseball for you listening. But apparently what these people do is before they go on air, they sit in a room for like 2 to 3 hours trying to figure out what the hell they're going to talk about. What a fucking waste of time, huh, Tony?
Yeah. If you need that long to figure out what to talk about, you're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Paulie and I, we don't even talk before the show.
Nope.
We come in and give it to you straight. That's how you know you're getting real unfiltered talk.
And that doesn't mean, you know, we don't work hard. You know, we do our due diligence every show.
Yup. We're a couple of dudes who do our diligence.
Anyway, we're going to get into it with Michael Lombardi in just a few minutes. But first, one of our most inventive segments. You know, it would have taken Mike Greenberg and his entire staff there. It would have taken them, you know, 30 production meetings to come up with a segment this good. But this is where we boil all the big headlines down into a simple way for you, the people listening, and we tell you whether they're good or not good.
Good or not good.
All right, first one out the gate here. Tom Brady led the Bucs to a win over the Saints to get to the NFC Championship. Tony, is this good or not good?
This is not good. You know, everyone's talking about, oh, Tom Brady, oh, it's unbelievable. But who, in fact, was the best QB in that game, Paulie?
Well, obviously, Jameis Winston.
Exactly. We always say, look at the stats. He had a record-breaking game. Completion percentage of 100%. A perfect passer rating. That was the best statistical performance ever in the postseason. And you want us to say the Bucks are smart for getting rid of Jameis Winston? Are you kidding me?
I sure as hell won't. You know, this just proves, sometimes you have to let things marinate. You know, give it time before you completely give up on it.
Yeah.
Like we all remember, you know, one of the all-time great sitcoms, Joey. Starring Matt LeBlanc. You know, he was the best character on Friends, an all-timer. They go and make 46 wonderful, hilarious, and also poignant episodes of that show, and then NBC cancels it.
Unforgivable.
Terrible.
We didn't know what to do Tuesday nights at 8:30 p.m. anymore, you remember? Luckily, they hadn't canceled According to Jim yet, so we watched that.
Great show.
All right, moving on. The Chiefs beat the Browns to advance to the AFC Championship behind Chad Henne after Patrick Mahomes got knocked out of the game. Paulie, is this good or not good?
This is clearly good. You know, now people are seeing the real reason for Patrick Mahomes' success there. It was Chad Henne all along, you know.
Yep.
He had that NFL veteran experience helping him on the sidelines. You know, we just saw this with the Bears. You saw Nick Foles helping Mitch Trubisky look like Joe Montana out there.
This is why they say behind every great man is another great man. We saw this too in entertainment. You know, look at the band from the 80s, Wham. George Michael relied on Andrew Ridgely, and they were very successful together. But after they broke up, George Michael became fat. He got arrested, and you know, he got in a lot of trouble. But Andrew Ridgely, look at him. No legal issues whatsoever, and he's still alive.
Great point, Tony. All right, moving on. Let's stay in the AFC here. Josh Allen led the Bills over the Ravens, earning Buffalo a spot in the AFC Championship. Tony, is this good or not good?
This is good. Even though we're not Buffalo fans, we can still root for them to do well because we feel bad for them. After all, when you look at it, their winningest player is still O.J. Simpson. I mean, he won a Heisman, a rushing title, and a murder trial. And nobody's topped that since then. Basically, the triple crown of professional sports.
Yeah, you know, you have to wonder, Tony, if winning a Super Bowl does actually top winning a murder trial. I mean, OJ was the underdog in that trial, and yet he pulled out the victory. So maybe, you know, if the Bills beat Tom Brady and the Bucks for the Super Bowl, well, all right, that would be kind of like getting acquitted for murder when it was clear that you did it.
Absolutely. All right, last one. We're talking basketball. People are pissed at Kyrie Irving because he basically disappeared on the Nets and nobody knew when he might return. Paulie, is this good or not good?
This is clearly not good. You know, people, leave Kyrie alone here. He's doing the smart thing. I mean, people always say being dependable is a good thing. But if you look at history, right, Tony? Look at history. It shows dependability is not good at all.
Exactly. You know, everybody kept saying Brett Favre was so great because he started 300 straight games. But that's why he only won one Super Bowl. Because all the other teams knew he was going to play and they could game plan for him. They were like, yo, Brett Favre's going to be playing. We know what to expect. We got this in the bag.
Yeah, you know, same with Cal Ripken. Remember him? Played in 3,000 straight games. And if you look at it, you know, he won the World Series his rookie year and then never won anything ever again.
No. Nope.
And you know why? It's clear, because he kept showing up.
Exactly.
You know, every team they knew, they said, hey, Cal's going to be here. We know exactly what pitches to throw. Easy out.
Yeah, they shouldn't call him Iron Man. They should call him Predictable Man.
Exactly. And you know what's also predictable on that subject, Tony, is the quality of that segment, because it was as good as always,
yeah,
right?
And guess how many production meetings it took us? Zero.
Zero.
None.
Zero. Good point there, Tony. Anyway, it's time to move on because I see our guest coming on the line now. So let's get him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right. He was an assistant to Bill Belichick and Bill Walsh, helped them win Super Bowls. He's a GM for the Browns, too. Now he's doing a lot. He's the host of the GM Shuffle podcast with Adnan Virk. He's on the Lombardi line on VSiN. He writes for The Athletic and the Daily Coach. Wow. But, you know, let's not beat around the bush here. He's also a descendant of the great Vince Lombardi. And that is why it is such a true honor to have you on our show.
It's
welcome to
honor.
The show, Michael Lombardi.
Wow. It is an honor, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great introduction. Thank you. I appreciate that wonderful introduction. Beautiful. Incorrect, but wonderful.
Wait, what's incorrect?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not really related to Vince. I have the same last name. Actually,
whoa. Are you punking us here? Is this some kind of joke?
No.
Are you really not related to Vince Lombardi?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm being dead serious.
I
mean, that's like if I went to go work for a computer company and I said, hey, my name's Paulie Gates.
Yeah, there you go. You could have been Bill Gates. You should have went to Bill Gates.
Well, do you ever think you got all those, fancy NFL jobs because you duped everybody?
You know, the Patriots must have thought that they were getting the son of Vince Lombardi.
Well, actually, yeah, I think I would be the grandson of Vince. I'm not that old. I mean, you know, do you take math classes there at all?
Oh, yeah. And I know what the math says right now is you're 0% truthful. I mean, can I make a suggestion
here?
Yeah. Don't you think you should change your name to, something a little less high and mighty there? You know, you can still come from a football family. Maybe Michael Cotite.
Yeah, what about Michael Cotite? That would be perfect.
Maybe I'll go to Michael Mahomes. How about Michael Mahomes?
All right, it's clear this isn't getting through to you here.
Yeah.
Look, we're gonna try to move on, even though
that would be nice.
It's a little less prestigious than we thought it was going to be here. But all right, hold on. Let's just talk about you for a second. Now, on your resume, which we can't trust anymore, it says you were the assistant to Bill Belichick. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that a lie you made up, or is that true?
No, that's true. I was on the coaching staff of the Patriots and loved it. It was great.
What do you do as an assistant? You get his coffee, dry cleaning, starch. What do you do?
No, I mean, there was a lot of things you did. I did some personnel work. I did some coaching work. I did research work. Did a little bit of everything, which was fun.
All right. But what, is that type of research? I mean, come on. We're talking about the Patriots here. You know what I'm talking about. Come on. Quote, unquote, research.
Well, I think, you research the opponent you're going to play, the games like this weekend. What separates the divisional round winners from losers? And usually it comes down to, red zone, third downs, short yardage and goal line. Certain situations within the game. So different projects that you would go through, when to call timeout, all those kind of things that go into the game.
Yeah, but wasn't Bill Belichick like, what are you telling me about football for? You're not related to Vince Lombardi. I mean, I'm Bill Belichick, greatest coach ever. Fuck off. I mean, isn't that what he thinks? Come on.
He probably does. So, maybe he needs something to read when he takes a dump in the afternoon. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It was at a great opportunity to work with him. I enjoyed it tremendously.
Yeah. That's great and all. But here's what I also want to know. What was Tom Brady like? And what PSI pressure in the football did he like? Like, was it like 2 instead of like, hey, this is 32 PSI. I want it 2. What was Brady like?
Brady's
one of the greatest human beings I ever met. I don't know much about ball pressure. I really don't. I don't care to know much about it. I think it's a really bad story. I never really thought much of it because, when they took the balls away, I think the score was 14-7, and then we beat them 41-7. So I don't think it had anything to do with the game.
All right.
Okay,
walked the party line there. But hey, look.
I don't think it's the party line. I think it's the truth. I mean, look, I don't believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I am a conspiracy buff, but I don't think there's a conspiracy there.
All right. Well, you took it in a direction that I don't even know where to go.
We're
there,
trying to keep up here, please. Jesus, God, you're the host.
Yeah, right.
Show.
Keep up. You're Lee Harvey Oswalding this interview.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's keep going down this so-called resume of yours. You've been with a lot of teams. You keep bouncing around there. What happens? They find out you're not Vince Lombardi's son, and they get rid of you.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more of about collecting, you know, helping your career grow. I don't think it's being balanced. I mean, I've been fortunate. You know, I worked for three Hall of Fame people. Al Davis, who's in the Hall of Fame. You know who Al Davis is?
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, you guys are
Do you know who Vince
fans.
Lombardi I is? I don't think you do.
I didn't think you knew who Al Davis was. You guys are Eagle fans. I wasn't sure you were aware of that.
Come on. Listen to our last episode. You're talking to the Sultan, the sports trivia here. Come on, let's keep going.
Have you heard of Bill Walsh? I've worked for Bill Walsh.
Yes, we did your intro. Come on. Yeah, all right.
So, I mean, I haven't really worked for – so I worked for some pretty good people. I bounced around. Yeah, we all get fired. I mean, it's kind of a badge of courage.
But you also left off a key name, the great organization known as the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Now it says you were the director of pro personnel. What the hell is a director of pro personnel? Like, I thought that they were all pros. Is there a separate director of amateur personnel? What?
Well, that's right. That would be the director of college personnel, because that's why when you get your thesaurus out, amateur and collegiate, they're both non-paid players, even though some would argue that collegiate football players are paid because of their scholarship. We could have a semantical discussion about that. But, you know, one guy works on the college draft. The other guy works strictly on pro football.
Oh, okay. I see. Smart guy. Well,
right. Am I going too fast for you two?
Here we go.
Well, don't worry. We can go faster, right, Tony?
We can speed this piss poor interview along. Tell us, who's your Super Bowl pick, Mr. Lombardi?
Oh, I got that one. Yeah. Let's get to the good stuff. I think the Eagles will win by 10. Oh, that's right. Oh. They're not playing.
No. 2021.
Yeah, you want to know why they're not playing? Because they knew this was a bullshit season with COVID. They said, we don't want any part of the playoffs. No
pick.
Asterisk. Now, come on. Just tell us your picks. Who's coming out of the
Would
NFC?
Would you just tell us your fucking pick?
I like Green Bay a lot. I think Green Bay is going to play really well against Tampa Bay.
I thought you liked Tom Brady. Wasn't he
I
your
love
friend?
Tom Brady.
Did you just betray Tom Brady?
Well, I'm not betraying him. I think Aaron Rodgers is playing really well. I think we saw that, you know, when the Eagles went up there. I mean, the Eagles played him as well as anybody, you know, but they gave up that long run to Aaron Jones. You remember that run at the end of the game, and they kind of put the game
away.
All right.
Let's not bring up the past. Let's talk about the now. Who you got coming out of the AFC?
Well, I don't know. You know, we don't know if Mahomes has been cleared to play.
No.
I like Kansas City.
You know, this is not, let me teach you something, because you're on all these shows. This is not how you be a professional. You come on a show, someone invites you on. First of all, the first thing you say is, I'm not a relative of Vince Lombardi.
Yep.
Second is, you have your picks ready to go. Now, based on this, I think you are disgracing the Lombardi name by doing this terrible football analysis. Oh, I'm not ready. Tell us right
know.
Now.
Well, I mean,
Tell
I was us. Hoping. I was hoping on this show you guys would teach me a thing or two about.
Yeah,
football,
I am going to teach you.
We're going to teach you.
We're going to teach you that you should change your name. So come on, right now, say I will change my name to Michael Cotite.
Yeah, that's Michael Cotite. That's
Go.
Even better.
Come on, say it right now.
I will change my name to Michael Cotite. Yes, and I'll wear an Apex jacket that has an Eagle logo on it.
I know when we're being mocked.
No. You're changing. Guess what? You're changing your name to Off the Show, because that's where you're going. Off the show. The only thing you have in common with a Packer is you're packing your bags.
Fusco Satellite Network.
What was that? We got to sue him for false representation.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys forgot to hang up the phone.
Whoa! What's he still doing on
Jay,
the line?
Hang
Jay.
Up on this guy.
Next time, have a goddamn production meeting and do a little bit of research.
Hang up!
What?
Freaking idiots.
What does happen there?
Vince Lombardi's probably rolling over in his fucking grave right now.
Jay, two notes for you. One, learn how to hang up a fucking phone. And two, if a guy is not related to Vince Lombardi, you know, that's something you should probably tell us.
Yeah.
Can't believe this. All right, well, you know, we're not going to let that get to us, because, as always, we have important business to do at this time of the show.
Yep.
You know, another great advertiser coming on board. And this week, people, it's a big name in the area of home protection, Simply Safe. Did you know that a home invasion occurs 1 out of every 2 seconds? That's true. Look it up. And, you know, people, you say that I'm crazy. Well, you know, look, if they're breaking into the Capitol building there, you know, any place can be broken into. You know, face it. In these uncertain times, you need protection. You need SimpliSafe. And what's great about SimpliSafe is you install it yourself because, you know, you let someone else install it. You're letting them into your home. You show them the codes. Before you know it, you're going to be the victim of an inside job. Tony, you know a very pleased SimpliSafe customer, don't you?
Yeah. So the other day, I went to my Aunt Marie's. She lives in a condo down in Lower Moyamensing. I saw a white box and a camera near her door. And I said, Aunt Marie, what's that? And she says, oh, my boyfriend Nunzio got that for me. He was worried about my safety. Thanks to SimpliSafe, I have peace of mind knowing I have 24/7 round-the-clock protection. She had a camera everywhere, in the kitchen, in the bedroom, even in her shower. And I said, Marie, why do you need a camera in your shower? And then she winked at me, and Nunzio winked at me. And then I realized she was masturbating for Nunzio.
What a terrific story and such a true testament to how security provides such comfort and enjoyment. Remember to visit SimpliSafe.com. Go on there, enter the promo code Paulie and Tony Season 2, and they'll give you 2.2% off. All right, well, that wraps up the show. Remember, you know, subscribe,
Paulie, sorry.
Oh, no.
No. You know, we do have a post-show meeting, people, and in that post-show, we tell you not to interrupt.
I know, but early in the show, you said the phrase, dude diligence.
Yeah.
I believe it's due diligence. D-U-E.
You're due to get an ass kicking very soon if you don't stop interrupting.
Yeah, you're overdue to be fired. That's what's going on here.
You said Cal Ripken won the World Series in his rookie year?
Yeah.
He actually won it in his third year, 1983. His rookie year was 1981.
Oh, yeah. You know, on the subject of rookies.
You're the rookie.
Let me tell you how this works in this business. You don't make your hosts look stupid. And that's what you're trying to do. You know, you're trying to come out like, oh, I'm the know-it-all.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're the one who looks stupid.
I just trying to make the show better. One more. The guy from Friends who played Joey is Matt LeBlanc, not Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah?
Oh.
Well, you're going to be getting a LeBlanc paycheck because you're going to get fired at the end of the show today.
There's going to be a big blank in that chair where you're sitting because I'm going to kick your ass out the window. Now, that's enough of this. We got to move on. Look, we got to end the show here.
Yeah.
By the way, don't worry, people. We're going to be firing him and not letting him come back so we can end the show in better ways and go out in style. But talking about and going out in style, people, we got a big announcement next week.
Huge.
Next week on the show, our guest, Chiefs coach, Eagles legend, Andy Reid joins us. You won't want to miss it.
Nope.
Anyway, we're not going to thank Michael Lombardi. No.
No.
If you know anyone in the Lombardi family, the real Lombardi family wants to come on the show, you're more than welcome. Anyway, remember to subscribe on Apple, Google Play, Spotify. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Look up The Fusco Show. And, you know, as always, great job, Tony.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. All right, people. We'll see you next week.
See ya.